The pesticide DDT, long banned in many countries as a health threat, is winning high praise by public health officials in South Africa. There, it's being used in a fight against mosquitoes that carry malaria. As NPR's Jason Bobian reports from the eastern province of KwaZulu-Natal, after South Africa resurrected a program to spray houses with DDT, the number of malaria cases and deaths dropped dramatically.
In the town of Ndumo, near the South African border with Mozambique, the regional health clinic is very quiet this year. Three nurses, including Chibuli Ngongo, are sitting in a back room with nothing to do. Ngongo, who's worked at the facility for 10 years, says things haven't always been so peaceful.
In 1999 and year 2000, all the staff here were suffering from malaria. I had malaria myself 4 times.
During the malaria season of 2000, more than 7,000 people were diagnosed with malaria at this clinic. Almost 100 of those patients eventually died. The army set up tents to house the sick. Soldiers also had to help provide medical care because most of the staff came down with the disease too. During the first 2 months of this year, the clinic has only seen 21 people with malaria. Ngongo attributes the dramatic decline primarily to the reintroduction of DDT.
It has gone down a lot. I think it's because of this spraying.
South Africa also distributes insecticide-treated bed nets in malaria-prone villages and sprays mosquito breeding pools with larvicide. Malaria is the second leading cause of death in Africa, after AIDS. It kills more than 1 million people a year on the continent. After South Africa stopped using DDT for malaria control in 1996, malaria cases climbed steadily. They went from 11,000 a year in 1997 to 42,000 just 3 years later. In 2001, South Africa went back to spraying houses with DDT, and malaria cases plummeted to pre-1997 levels. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency describes DDT as a persistent, bioaccumulative, and toxic pollutant. The EPA says it damages the liver, the nervous system, and can make people infertile. It was banned in the United States in 1972. Despite not being used in the U.S. for 30 years, traces of DDT can still be found in the Great Lakes and other waterways. DDT's longevity makes it a dangerous pollutant, but it also makes it a highly effective mosquito killer. DDT sprayed on the interior walls of a house here will still be lethal to mosquitoes 8 to 12 months later. This is part of its appeal in controlling malaria. It's cheap and only has to be applied once a year. Sisi Pamali is a field officer with the South African Malaria Control Program. He leads a team of insecticide sprayers in KwaZulu-Natal.
So we have got a pressure gauge. It must be 65. Then we start to spray.
Pamali demonstrates how the DDT mixture is prepared in a chrome spray can and then sprayed inside a house by workers in protective face shields, gloves, and blue overalls. DDT is only applied on the traditional mud wall huts that dot this dry, dusty section of the country. Officials say DDT doesn't work as well on the plaster walls of Western-style houses, so another insecticide is used.
The tip of the nozzle must be 45 centimeters away from the wall.
The DDT is also sprayed under the eaves of the thatched huts where mosquitoes like to rest during the day. In the past, some villagers complained that guinea fowl died after pecking about where the liquid DDT mixture was prepared. So now Pamali and his team mix the pesticide over enamel bowls. He says this keeps any of the chemicals from spilling on the ground. Other African countries, including Swaziland, Madagascar, Uganda, and Ethiopia, also use DDT, but its use in Africa is controversial. Mozambique health officials, worried about the long-term effects of the pesticide, have refused to use it. Zimbabwe gave up DDT out of concern that traces of the pesticide might be found on its lucrative tobacco crop. The World Wildlife Fund has called for a global ban on DDT, but supports South Africa's limited use of the substance for malaria control. Richard Tren with Africa Fighting Malaria says the campaign to ban DDT worldwide is coming from Western environmentalists who don't appreciate how lethal malaria is in Africa.
The chances that someone is going to die of malaria in the U.S. is practically zero. So you don't need to use insecticides. You don't need to worry about it. But the risks that people face in Africa are completely different, and we need different tools. And it's absurd to argue that because something is not permitted in the U.S. or in Norway, for that instance, or Sweden or Switzerland, it shouldn't be used here. We've got different problems.
Tren and officials with the South African Ministry of Health say they've seen no adverse effects on the people whose houses have been sprayed with DDT. They say DDT has been a lifesaver here, and that the country's dramatic reduction in malaria couldn't have happened without it. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Jozini, South Africa.